BBC Tees.
On 95FM, digital radio online, this is BBC Tees. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get the latest news with Anna Addison.
Cars being set alight, burglaries, animals being slaughtered. Just some of the issues affecting a County Durham village where residents say they can't let their children play out. People living in Trimden have told BBC Tees that they have had to take matters into their own hands and have installed their own CCTV cameras because of constant antisocial behaviour. This man says he wants to leave the area, but it's becoming hard to sell a property.
I've got cameras up myself just so I know my property's safe. Well, my partner's pregnant and I want to get away from it. I want to move somewhere where it's secluded so I can raise another child. I don't want another kid raised around here. I don't feel safe.
Local MP Phil Wilson says he is working hard to try to help people living in his home village.
And as someone who was brought up in Trimden, it's not the village I grew up in, and I want to see it changed. You know, I've got a great passion for the local area, and I just want to make sure that people can live comfortably and securely in their homes without worrying about what's happening on the other side of the door.
And there's more on this with Gary next. Priti Patel's position as International Development Secretary is looking increasingly uncertain after it emerged that she failed to tell Downing Street about meetings with senior Israeli politicians. Ms. Patel, who was...
We're looking to get back on track.
Lovely lad, Nicky. My oldest son went to school with him. Also, we'll have Best of the Web with Steve Mackey at 25 past, roughly somewhere like that. And we'll fire off a Gary's Gap for you. All coming your way before 5.
Gary Phillipson on BBC Tees.
Did I mention traffic and travel every 15 minutes and news and sport? And we'll have a full comprehensive weather forecast with Paul Mooney at 10 to the hour. Hey. Why do you need to go anywhere else? Keep it here. BBC Tees from 4 each and every afternoon. Now, this is something that we've been talking about more and more here on BBC Tees, antisocial behaviour. Now, residents feeling too scared to go to the local shops, cars being set alight. Now, today, I went to my own village of Trimden and I spoke to a few residents about what's been going on there. And what I heard absolutely shocked me.
We've got cars getting burnt out. Police don't seem to be doing anything about it. The local families are just basically always causing trouble, going off on off-road bikes, burgling people's houses, right, massacring cows, chickens. I mean, there was chickens released on the green, and the little young'uns were just going around trying to kill them with little hockey sticks and things like that.
Now, we were down here a couple of weeks ago because we'd heard about Operation Endurance to stop youths going around on motorbikes. It seems to be more than that now.
It's been like this for the past few years. My mum's car was burnt off down the street, and that's for no reason.
Like set fire to?
Yes. Complete off. Say it was a couple of weeks ago. A woman who has never done anything to anyone, she had her car completely burnt out as well. Police said there was accident used. Sheds are getting set on fire further up the street. It's getting beyond a joke. I mean, I don't like my children playing out in the street now.
When you phone the police, what have the police heard about this?
We'll get someone out, but usually a day later or something like that, nothing gets done about it.
Scarcely, your mum's car was a week before there was a copper to come to see about it.
Yeah. I mean, we're getting a day and age and all that where everyone in the streets going to need cameras. I've got cameras up myself just so I know my property's safe.
How does that make you feel? Because you've lived here all your lives.
Well, my partner's pregnant and I want to get away from it. I want to move somewhere where it's secluded so I can raise another child. I don't want another kid raised around here. I don't feel safe.
What would you like to see happen? Because you say the police, you know, the resources are limited with the police to be there within a day or two. Are the local authorities doing anything to help?
No, they're not. They're not doing a thing.
How? What have you tried involving them in?
Yeah, we've spoke to Phil Wilson. Phil Wilson has said he's going to be doing this and that. He's going to try and get certain families out of Trimden, but that was last year. It's this year and it's still there. It's still the same crap that's happening over and over again.
Now, I do understand that there is going to be a meeting at Defale Community Centre, the Station Community Centre, on Saturday at 10 o'clock. Phil's going to be there so you can voice your concerns. Since Phil was here last time, has there anything changed?
No. Wait, apart from there's been a certain individual that was locked up a few weeks ago, being a little bit quiet on the off-road bike side of things, but everything else is still going on.
I can't believe... So you say animals are actually getting slaughtered within the village?
There was chickens and a goat stolen from a resident's garden round the colliery. The chickens had actually been slaughtered in the garden. One of them was left, wasn't it? One chicken left. They took a goat away and set the dogs onto it and left it. So it was found alive, but it had to be put down. It's sickening. We have pets. I have two cats and I won't let them out because if they die, it's not going to be a clean death around here.
And you know it's certain individuals?
Yeah. It's getting the proof, though.
Are you frightened?
Well, yeah, I am. I don't like walking around the streets. I used to walk around these streets when I was a kid. I used to play out in the streets. I mean, long ago the days when you used to go up a group of teenagers and they didn't used to bother you. Now, little kids swearing at the mothers, swearing at the dads. I mean, if I swore at my mother, I was speaking to one of my old neighbours down the street and that, and she says to us, she says, you used to wait people to die before you can get a house found here. Now, people just want to move out.
So, so sad. How do you feel?
It's frightening.
You must be a bit worried even going up to the shops.
Yeah, I won't now. I won't go out up the shop. There's too much bad going on and not enough good.
Stunning, isn't it? Absolutely stunning. Now, this woman awoke to her car and her husband's work van in flames after someone set it alight at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, we woke up in January with our car and van set on fire.
Outside the house?
Yes, it was about 3:30 in the morning. We never heard nothing. The neighbours alerted us because they'd obviously heard the rummaging outside. The neighbour at first had seen a light flickering, and then she got up and looked, and obviously she saw our car on fire. And it was them screaming and shouting at us. That's what woke us up.
When you first looked out that window and you saw your car on the drive on fire?
It was horrible. I was frightened for our lives because we couldn't get out the front door. We had to go out the back, and then we couldn't get out the back because my car was on the drive. So then we had to open the front door and jump on the garden to get out. And it was horrible.
It's affected you massively. I haven't seen your face.
It does, yeah, it does.
And the family.
Mm-hmm.
And you've seen the bairn who's just coming up to be a teenager. It's affected their sleep.
Yeah, he's not sleeping. He's often late for school because he's sleeping in. It's affecting his schoolwork and it's affecting his behaviour because he's on edge all the time.
So this whole antisocial behaviour right around the villages, it's sort of gone on beyond just riding motorbikes around now.
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, there's cars getting pinched, there's cars getting set on fire, there's people's homes getting broken into, sheds getting broken into. There was a man mugged as well at the village a few months ago, just after he'd beat the cash point.
How do you feel about this?
I'm disgusted because a lot of them's from Trimden who's doing it.
What does it feel like knowing you are living amongst people that are perpetrating these crimes?
It's frightening. I mean, my husband's from Hartlepool and he wants to move now from Trimden, but I don't want to move. And there's motorbikes flying about, there's cars getting pinched and they're joyriding, and the police can't catch them. They haven't got enough resources.
What would you like to see happen?
Justice, because the police know who's doing it, but it's just them catching them, isn't it?
Is it the same names that keep going around?
I think so, yes. I think the local community does bond together and the police do what they can, but they haven't got enough officers now. I mean, when we called them out, they had to come from Bishop Auckland when our car was set on fire. It took them nearly half an hour to get here.
The villages were never like this.
No.
Why do you think it's changed?
Certain families, they've been brought up like it and that's how they're turning out. You could leave your door open years ago and go to the shop and your house would be fine. You can't now.
Now, there is a community meeting taking place in Deaf Hill this Saturday, 11th of November, where the Police Crime Commissioner Ron Hogg, local councillors and Sedgefield MP Phil Wilson will be in attendance. Now, I spoke to Phil Wilson earlier to hear what he thinks really needs to happen.
We've had a series of meetings with some people from the local community in the last few months, but this is the first one that we're trying to open up to the wider community in the village to get them involved, and let's see what is the best way of taking this forward. Or is it a more enhanced kind of neighbourhood watch? Does it have to have a multi-agency approach? So people have a sense of kind of respect for the community in which they live, because if they lose that respect, then things just start to go from bad to worse, I think.
A lot of people want to speak to us, but not on the record. They feel helpless to actually look after their own homes, and the same names kept popping up time and time again. How do you sort of bring back empowerment to the people that, the 90% of people, 99% of people who are good in the villages?
That's absolutely right. I think what we need is obviously to get the police more involved in there as much as we can. We need to get the local community to come forward with information and with evidence so that if there is people who are doing things wrong, they need to be caught and we need to get them in prison.
People are frightened of retribution, yeah. Where if they come forward, they know that if they tell someone, someone else will find out and then they'll get their car set on fire. That's just not the Trimden I know.
Well, it's not the Trimden I know, and if that kind of thing is going on, then all of that stuff's got to be reported to the police.
And it has been. And they were told that there would be a couple of days.
The police are obviously overstretched, but they can only act on evidence and information. And I know there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes that the police are involved with that they obviously don't want to put in the public domain, which I know in itself can be frustrating for the local community. But what we want is to engender that sense of confidence in the community so they feel as though they can talk with the police so they can come forward with evidence and information and feel comfortable about doing that. And I want to listen to what people have to say.
And we'll hear more from Sedgefield MP Phil Wilson in the next hour. It is just coming up to 16 minutes past four.
BBC Tees.
Time to get the